Every year, the surfboard manufacturing industry produces more than 400,000 boards. Surfer and Sustainable Coastlines Hawaii Executive Director Kahi Pakaro says many of them, once they break, end up in the trash can.
You go out to the North Shore every winter and you see them on the beach. You see them in the trash can. And where do you think they go?
Fellow surfer and scientist Cliff Kapono asked himself the same question.
I ride these surfboards. It breaks. I throw it underneath the house and then, you know, when data's clearing, you take them to the dump.
These boards end up clogging the landfills because they're made of materials that last longer than we humans do.
The conventional surfboard is 100% petroleum. We're talking about foam that's expanded either polyurethane or polystyrene. We're talking about resins that are petroleum-based, and we're talking about fiberglass cloth.
Pakaro and Kapono have been experimenting with boards made from different materials.
So what we're doing is putting a 25% recycled core into the board, so it's actually recycled polystyrene. The resins have a 25% bio content, so there are tree saps that have been substituted. In addition, some of our glassers and shapers are using hemp cloth or flaxseed cloth instead of fiberglass.
North Shore shaper Maddie Rayner, who makes Kapono's boards, is one shaper working with eco-friendly materials. Today, Rayner is working on an algae board, a surfboard with a foam core made partially of seaweed.
Actually, these algae blanks that I've been shaping, we got a bunch of them. I don't even think they're on the market yet. These are like probably some of the easiest boards to shape, easiest blanks to shape. Okay. I'm not sure if that's because of the way that the algae is playing into the whole equation. Aside from these algae-based blanks, the only other route that we're going is looking at things that are more reusable or recyclable.
Rayner has been shaping for almost 10 years. He says a shift to eco-friendly surf craft has to be a consumer-driven effort.
I'm not going to dictate anything. Yeah. I'm literally only going to make what people order.
Right.
And that's how I think 90% of the surfboard manufacturing industry is.
Rayner and more than a dozen other shapers produced 30 eco-boards for a surf clip contest called The Protest, happening on the North Shore this winter surf season. Here's Pakaro.
The Protest is a protest against the traditional surfboard, which is pretty much 100% toxic. Also at the same time, letting the pros test boards that are better for the environment. You look to the pros to be like, what are they riding? They're ripping. I want to rip like them.
And if they're better for the environment, it could be a protest with a lingering impact. Kuvehi Hiraishi, HPR News.